You're listening to Through the Fifth Dimension.
In this episode, we're going to be diving into the insane world of cult-like mentality in celebrity fandoms.
Okay, so Akhila, we all have at some point been diehard fans. Maybe you listen to all their songs or bought their overpriced merch. We've all experienced it, right? Mine personally was like none other than Miss Taylor Swift. You know, I love her. Oh my God, I've listened to all her songs. I literally like had a jam session before this, like with Minette. But has your admiration and love ever turned to obsession? Like obsession to the point where it could be compared to a cult member?
Okay, I have a weird personal like connection with like fandoms. I've been in like so many different fandoms. Like when I was younger, I had this weird obsession with like TikTokers, and I used to make like edits of them.
No, it was called Musical.ly.
Musical.ly. That musers.
Baby Ariel.
Yeah, I do not like Baby Ariel. Really? I like Lauren Gray, and I used to make edits.
Oh my God, I loved her. She's like a real life Barbie.
But like, okay, personally in the editing fandom, I've seen like this really weird obsession with celebrities, especially like Musical.ly people. And like I don't know, it was just like I shifted from that fandom to another fandom to another fandom. But like I never had this like serious obsession with any celebrity.
You know, like I've never really noticed. I never understood what people said when they meant like, oh, like diehard fans and all, until I heard about K-pop. Like I've never been a K-pop star, and I don't really listen to music, and like I don't know, like it seems like a sweet thing, but it's not really like my vibe. But like when I hear about it, like it's kind of weird. And then I started noticing it with other fandoms too, like not only within K-pop, but like also like let's say like Kanye West fans or Lana Del Rey fans. Like I notice it now.
Yeah,
but yeah, I feel like these all are just, it's insane. Like the way they have just spiraled out of control,
especially with Kanye West. Like we've talked about this before, right? But like Kanye West has been going like more and more insane throughout like this span of like 6 months. And like all of his like really weird takes on like Hitler and like anything really. I don't know if you've ever seen like his Instagram. He was posting like pictures of shirts, him and Candace Owens, which is another story. When him and Candace Owens, like they were both wearing these White Lives Matter shirts.
Oh my god, yeah, I heard about this.
And they're both black, which like are you like like internal racism, like
it's kind of like demeaning the whole BLM movement.
Yeah,
because it's like, dude, it's, you're just making it into a different march.
Exactly. And the way he was explaining it, like, you know what he said? He was like, so I've seen so many people, like white people, wear like Black Lives Matter shirts, and I thought black people should show love for white people. Like, that is not what the movement is about. Yeah. But then like his fans, they were all on Instagram and they were like, oh, this is so funny, like this is like a typical Kanye shit. Like
I'm sorry, but BLM is not primarily about love. It's about black people getting basic human rights, exactly, which are being denied, like being treated as a normal person without racism or prejudice. So I don't know where this notion of love came into, but
that's what he said. And his fans don't see anything wrong with like the things he's saying. Like they're like, oh, he makes great music, so it's okay. Like,
yeah, you know, okay, I actually wanted to talk about this. And I wanted to talk about why specifically I think it's like within music, like within like artists and not really actors, like not that actors are not artists, but like musicians in particular.
Yeah,
is because a lot of us, like, it's quite easy, like safe for us to say that a lot of people turn to music for a lot of things. Like when you're sad, when you want a break from studying, or when you want to get motivated to like work out, like for so many instances you turn to music. You can, even when you want to like vibe, it's a source of dopamine. It's just a good way to spend time. But we also turn to music a lot of times for comfort. It's a really soothing thing. And that's where music is actually so similar to cults, because cults, like how they attract people is because they present themselves as a sort of like comfortable place,
like for a calming people. Environment,
like healing, like when people are really like not in their good times in life, when they're down, when they're feeling bad, like they just present themselves as sources of comfort and acceptance. I'm not saying like, oh, if you listen to music you're like a cult follower, like I listen to so much music now I'm not a cult follower, But, like, I'm just saying, like, that's where I see the similarities starting. And that's a lot of these people have such extremes. Because yeah. these musicians, like, celebrity artists or whatever, like, they take the form of a cult leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to read a definition from the internet. But a cult is a group or movement held together by shared commitment to a charismatic leader or ideology. So that's what I mean. Like, when people start taking things really extreme with music, that's how it becomes, like, a cult. And that's why this entire topic for today has actually come up from. The cult mentality. Because mm-hmm. that's how it stems. That's where you actually start this comparison with, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I keep bringing up Kanye West, but, like...
this is not a hate page for Kanye West. Yeah. We're just saying the recent...
Yeah. The recent stuff that has been going on. People were just arguing about the fact that, you know, he's such a great artist and we just can't let him go. The thing is, there's a thing you can do when there's, like, great artists. You can separate their art from the artist. Like, you exactly. don't have to associate... I mean, yes, that is... the person that made the art, but you can listen to his music without being like, he's the greatest person in this entire world, and all of his opinions, all of his takes, even about his really weird obsession with Hitler, even those are fine as long as he makes good music. That is the type of stuff that people are indirectly or even directly saying that I've heard. And it's like, one more comparison I want to make, like Kanye West and Salvador Dali, like, oh, he was this painter.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, we had to, like, memorize his birth date and all for our CBSE boards.
Oh my god.
My god, I got trauma listening to his name at this point.
Okay, but, like, forgetting about the CBSE boards.
Oh my god, no.
He was this fantastic artist. Like, he...
really,
like,
talented, yeah.
Yeah, like, he made a lot of surrealist pieces, and I love his art, like, so much.
You had to stare at it for hours.
Okay, but, like, the thing is, at one point, he had this weird obsession with Hitler. And, like, I found this connection between the both of them.
What is with Hitler, dude? Everyone. Yeah,
and why is he, like, attracting fantastic, like, artists who make masterpieces and then turning them into weirdos?
I don't know. Like, see, this is what I think, is when you are... an artist of any kind and you have that big of a platform, actually when you're like any sort of public figure and you have that big of a platform, it's so important to know what you're putting out there. Like, it's all right to have opinions. See, like, the way Kanye West said it, I think, was that, like, oh, Hitler was a great, like, what was it?
No, he just, like, the fans are saying, like, he was, like, a great leader, but, like, you know, he did, like, bad straight stuff. Outside. Yeah, Kanye West straight up just said, I love Hitler. He was right and everything. And okay, like,
that is wrong.
He doesn't care about the killing of Jews and all that because he's literally, like, anti-Semitic. Oh. So.
Like, obviously, keeping discrimination aside, and, like, I'm not talking about stuff like racism and all, but it's all right to have your own opinions. Like, let's say, for example, like, let's say I hate, like, rom-coms. Like, it's all right for me to have that opinion. But, like, to start... kind of, like, influencing others and putting it out in a way, saying, like, oh, this is the only correct option, is really dangerous. Because when you have that big, like, platform of people, like, this big fandom of people willing to do anything you say and, like, who are just listening to every single word you say, like, it's so... you have that responsibility to be careful of what you're putting out there. Because what you put, they're obviously going to consume, and that's how they're going to start behaving. So imagine how dangerous it is when, like, someone like Kanye West with such a big following, like, puts out stuff, like, just that really shits on Jews.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's such a dangerous mentality to cultivate among, like, the young people in his fandom.
Yeah, and I feel like, especially, like, when you said, like, you know, influencers have this great responsibility, like, you know, they're called influencers for a reason. They influence their audience.
Yeah.
And they have a huge audience, and they're going to be, like, you know, they have, like, all sort of different races, religions, gender, sexuality. Like, they'll be from, like, everywhere in the world, and they all have different lifestyles to you. And you, one thing I keep hearing about people is, like, cancel culture is the worst. Like, I hate cancel culture. But when has cancel culture ever worked for, like, a problematic artist?
Actually, it's, like, never worked. Except, like, I think Jenna Marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I've seen any influencer just, like, leave or, like, be, like, genuinely but no canceled. One
canceled her.
Yeah, she left she it, did it on her own. So that's not even, like, canceled culture. Like, it's not, it's, like, it's sad to see that, like, for these influencers, it's just, like, oh, it's, like, a tough period right now. It's, like, a trend for me to be hated on. And then they, like, leave. Like, yeah. they'll come back. Like, it's fine. Like, look at James Charles. He had, like, few of the worst, like, things put on him, saying he literally, like, was trying to, like, sway straight men into being gay, and he was going for minors.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like, stuff like that. And, like, he was fine after a few months. Like,
yeah.
everyone accepted him. So, that's what I mean. Like, it's so weird. Like, you're right. Cancel culture does not have an effect. So, I don't really see the importance of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just doesn't work. But I really want to talk about Lana Del Rey.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Again, great artist. Love her work.
Yeah.
But there's this whole... And I feel like we're going to end up making, like, another episode on this.
Yeah.
But there's this whole romanticization, like, that comes out from her songs about, like, let's say, like, smoking. From, yeah. Like, what... There's so many topics from that.
Have you, I don't know what the name of the song is, but, like, one of her unreleased songs on, like, it's not on Spotify, it's on, like, SoundCloud or YouTube or something.
Hmm.
It is literally a song glorifying, like, abuse.
Lolita.
It's not Lolita. Oh, but, like, one yeah, thing that's is that...
Lolita also, like, romanticizes that entire relationship
mm-hmm.
between, like, an old dude and a minor.
And there's, like, this huge fandom. I don't know if it's just me who associates, like, Lana Del Rey with all these things. But, like, I've seen a large group of people who have these exact interests. Like, they like Lana Del Rey. They like the coquette aesthetic, which we will talk about in another episode.
Yeah, that's a whole another episode. Yeah. But, yeah, like, that's what I want to say, another thing. Like, I... Like, there's so many things that just pass by just because, like, a celebrity sort of endorses it.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Lana Del Rey. See, like, it's not her who's explicitly saying this stuff,
mm-hmm.
but her music says it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, her music, like, I just want to talk about Lolita. It's the fact that it romanticizes, like, this relationship. And it wasn't even, like, a minor. Like, I'm pretty sure the, like...
It was an adult.
Yeah, no, I mean as in, like, the girl Lolita
yeah.
was, like, 14. She wasn't even, like, 17 or, like, just became 18. Like,
yeah.
she was 14 and it was her stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like there are many extremes. So, again, like, Lana Del Rey is another, like, we can really see, like, a cult. That's, like, a cult mentality going
exactly.
on there. Like, so many people just... I don't know. There's something off about that.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been on that side of Twitter, like, with, like, Lana Del Rey fans. But, like, as I was saying before, like, I associate them with a lot of things. Like, there's nothing wrong with the coquette aesthetic or, like,
Lana Del Rey music. And there's nothing wrong with Lana Del Rey, yeah.
But like, then there's also additional things, like that Lolita book, that book and movie that everyone's
yeah.
obsessed with. The same people. They have these same interests and, like, they've, like, collected this, like, group of people who all, like, have this. And one more thing is, like, on Twitter.
Like, they worship her.
Yeah, like...
Anything
it was like this Tumblr. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but on mm-hmm. Tumblr, apparently there was this huge like obsession with Lana Del Rey and this other girl, and they people would encourage people to like
EDs
like
yeah.
Eating disorders. They would pretend that it's a good thing, and I'm pretty sure like some sort of symptoms is to assume that it's okay and
yeah.
like. But, like, in a way, like, you should still understand how bad that is. Like, I understand that it's one of the symptoms of an eating disorder, but, like,
yeah.
you know, it's still, like, it's still a bad thing. And I feel like we need to have a discussion about it. I mean, not on this episode specifically,
yeah.
but
yeah.
It's really
future,
weird.
For sure.
But I'm not blaming Lana Del Rey
See,
about it.
Yeah,
though.
Guys, like, one thing is so important to understand is that we're not telling you that it's wrong to like a specific artist's music or to even like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you have to be a little aware of the content that's being put out. Like, you can't blindly defend someone
yeah.
just because you like them.
See, the thing is, if you have, like, a favorite artist who does something bad, you can still acknowledge it and you can still be a fan of them, but you can call them out for it.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen...
Accountability.
Yeah, you can hold them accountable for the things they've done and still be a fan of them. It's not like you're being, like... It's not like you're going and, like, spreading, like, hate messages to them. You're just telling them that the something they've done is disrespectful or offensive to a group of people.
Yeah.
So don't do that. You know, you can hold them accountable.
I wanted to bring this up. Like, last thing with Lana Del Rey is that I feel like... For some reason, like, maybe this is all that coquette, like, mood boards and all, like, on Pinterest. But, like, smoking. Like, yeah. It's part of the ED, like, entire, like, encouragement campaign that's going
on. The ED Twitter. Yeah.
Like, they promote so much smoking and tied up with Lana Del Rey. That's what I've noticed.
But I don't blame Lana for that. But this brings me back to my topic of fandoms.
Yeah,
fandoms have these, like, weird, like...
And they pick up on anything, like, the artist does. Like, see, if Lana Del Rey wants to smoke, that's her choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for everyone to take it up as, like, a...
The thing is,
they've
obsessed, they made this whole aesthetic out of it and associated with Lana Del Rey to the point where I'm associating her with that now as well. Like,
yeah, like, I cannot separate that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, a thing in my head. Now I feel like we need to talk about K-pop.
Mm.
K-pop, because this is where we see a lot of cult mentality, and I'm sure everyone knows that. Don't come for us. Okay? But, like, we spoke about this actually in our I think My Culture Is Not a Commodity episode. That's our second episode. You can go listen to it. But in that one we spoke about, I think, one of the K-pop groups, the girls. I forgot the group's name.
I don't remember which one we were talking about, but I do remember we were talking about how, like, these K-pop fans will not, like, hold their idol accountable.
Specific, okay, there was some music video where they had an Indian idol.
Yes, a Blackpink.
Yeah, so they had an Indian, they had a Lord Ganesha, like, one of his figures. And they kind of put it in a very disrespectful position.
Yeah.
And very, like, out of context. Like, it was...
It was random. Like, there's no reason to do it also.
Yeah, and it was, like, kind of disrespectful because they put it near the floor. And, like, something that put it in a very odd position, which is really disrespectful. And, like, some people spoke out about it. Like, obviously, like, the Indian fans, like, we are Indian too, and, like, you'd know, right? So, like, a lot of Indian fans who follow them spoke out about it. And the way they were shut down by the others, like, who are not from India, who don't follow the religion and don't know, like, much about the religion. The way they went and, like, just, like, I don't even know, like...
I know. I'll tell you, like, one exact sentence I remember. It's like, they're like, we don't care about your damn religion. It's Blackpink, okay? They can do anything. Legit, they said something like that.
Yeah, so that's what cult mentality is. It's basically just, like, giving this leader such a position where anything and everything is okay and excusable. So that's what I saw. That's actually, like, from that episode, I really noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really researched into it. Like, it was insane, the type of comments there were. And it's so sad. Like, it's so sad to see people just put aside common sense and say whatever. Like, it's not even that big of a deal to edit out one scene from a music video. Because the figure just came for, like, a few seconds, I think.
One thing that I really wanted to bring up when it comes to, like, K-pop, this happened, there's this group called ENHYPEN, okay, and there was this controversy of this one guy in the group. He was, there was, like, this, like, behind the scenes video of him, like, just, like, singing along to some song, like, he was singing along to SZA, Love Galore, and it seemed like he said the N-word. Like, we're not really 100% sure, but, like, people have come to a conclusion that, yes, he did say the N-word, okay? The audio was, like, very weird and it was, like, messed up, but it sounded exactly like the N-word. So a lot of people obviously got mad, okay? They called him out, and they were still fans of his, you know? But they called him out, and there's this app called Weverse, which K-pop idols use. I don't know if you know, but...
I don't know what that is.
So, basically, like, these idols can look at what these fans are, like, commenting, or, like... You know, it's kind of like...
Isn't that Instagram?
It's kind of like Instagram, but, like, the specific spaces for, like, fandoms.
Oh, like, are you saying K-pop
kind of like Tumblr. Tumblr. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, like...
I think I'm getting what you're
saying. Yeah, kind of. I don't know how to explain,
like,
the app.
Like, WeHearted?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, like,
something like that.
A Tumblr,
like, kind of like a Pinterest board, but where you can type messages into it. Like, post messages into it.
Okay,
it's kind of like Instagram with specific... Okay, you know what?
Instagram.
I'm done explaining that. Okay. But, yeah, so there's this app, right? And so there's, like, a lot of Black ENHYPEN fans called him out. And even non-Black people called him out as well. So, like, they rightfully got mad, you know? Like, he said a slur and they called him out. But it's not like they were, like, sending him death threats or whatever. But there's this one, like, all of these, like, fans who replied to these people, they were, like, sending them death threats and they were saying, like, oh, no, you should not do this. You should just, like... It was really, like, messed up. And I heard I'm not 100% sure this is true, but, like, someone even wrote a suicide letter after getting that much, like, hate from, like, these NHYPEN fans, like, just defending the absolute shit out of their idol as if he did nothing wrong. And the thing is, like, these people weren't even being that rude about calling him out. They were just saying, you know, like, maybe watch your words, like, next time don't post things like this.
Right.
You know, like, it offends me. And then they, like, legit almost drove a person to suicide. That's insane.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's excusable, like, any action they do, because people just consider them as, like, the highest, whatever, like, highest level of being. But, you know, like, in real cults and all, like, so many cult leaders, like, kind of get away with rape. And, you know, they're put as, like, oh, like, the blessing, and they're actually, like, performing, like, I don't know, they're, like, just raping their people. So, like, people get away with that, too. Like, that's the degree of excusability that people, like, have as a cult leader. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, in our generation, like, with, like, social media and having, like, an influencer title, a celebrity title, like, it's really, I find it scary how people don't notice, like, just the amount of things, like, they, like, consume and get used to in their daily lives. Like, imagine with your friends, like, I'm sure you guys have noticed, like, if you spend, like, a lot of time with people, you start picking up on their habits.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I keep saying, like, oh, like, if I use, like, dude a lot in my vocabulary and I spend a lot of time with you, you're going to use it too. Like, it just happens. It's a very natural thing. Right? And that kind of happens when you follow a celebrity a lot too.
Yeah.
Like, when you keep, like, consuming content from a specific celebrity, probably because you, like them, you idolize them. Then, like, it's, you're gonna kind of have that too. You're gonna start, you know, showing those characteristics and those, like, gestures too. And that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Like, with, again, going back to Kanye West. Yeah. Again, guys, we're not hating on him, okay? We're just using him as an example because I feel like it's most relevant in this case. Is that, like, people start having those same opinions.
Yeah.
And it's sad that those are, like, so against Jews, they're so anti-Semitic. It's really dangerous. Those are not the sort of views that you should be influencing people with as an influencer, you know?
Yeah. Like again, Kanye. But, like, a lot of people said, like, you know, like, obviously there's one more problem is that many people weren't taking his situation seriously. Like, he had legit so many mental breakdowns publicly on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Everyone was just making memes of it.
Yeah, that's another topic.
Yeah, that's like, another topic.
Mental health is another.
But then again, like, there's some people who said, like, oh, no one's gonna take him seriously about all the anti-Semitic Jew stuff.
People are, though.
But people did. Like, there was legit, like, somewhere in the US, some, like neo-Nazis, I don't know if that's what they're called, but, like,
yeah, I think they're called neo-Nazis.
Neo-Nazis were, like, saying, like put up a poster saying, oh, Kanye was right, and a lot of other, like, anti-Semitic stuff, and it was really, like, I don't know, it just, like, threw me off guard. Like, I was, like, people, it is literally, like, that was, like, in 2022, people are still doing that in this day and age.
I know, it's really, really disturbing, like, honestly, to a point, to see how far people go. Like, again, back to K-pop culture, I heard, like, this was, like, from you,
mm-hmm.
and then I went and researched this.
Yeah.
What those, like, extreme stalkers have a specific name,
so
right?
They're called, like, sasangs or something. I don't know Korean,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sorry about butchering the pronunciation. Yeah. But, like, those basically were fans, like, die-hard fans. That would
don't even consider them fans, they're straight-up stalkers.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's, like, so many people, like, They're called fans, but they're actually stalkers. Like, they're harassing the people that
they,
like,
oh my god.
Yeah, like, they would follow and they would, like, break into, like, hotel rooms and something.
Yes,
like,
they would.
It's
harmful
for the celebrity too.
Yeah.
To have that sort of position where you have a fandom that becomes, like, a cult. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, it's harmful for the celebrity too.
This, like, is, like, really horrifying incident that happened with BTS. Like, someone put a camera in their washroom. Like, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah, that's what, like, it's, it's so insane because people start eventually, like, seeing this as normal too. Like, you know, after, like, the fifth time, you're like, yeah, it happens often. People just put cameras in, like, people's bathrooms. Like, it becomes a norm.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what I find kind of disturbing.
Yeah, and it's either they look at them as, like, this higher being and everything they do is perfect, or they want to go to such lengths to, like, become, like, part of their life.
Yeah,
like it's
right.
insane. Like, and the thing is, like,
and it's because of they consider them the higher being that want to be a big part of their life, and they yeah. do stuff like this.
But also sometimes they'll forget that they're human beings as well. Like, yeah. they legit do not care that they stalked a human being. They're like, no, it's a celebrity, it's fine. Like, right. I have this huge issue with paparazzis.
Yeah, but like that again.
Another topic.
Yeah, a whole nother region to cover.
Yeah.
But like, that's what I mean. Like, it is literally a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harmful on both sides. Like, I don't mean to say, like, oh, just because, like, somebody's a musician, they start gathering a fan following, they have a cult. And, yeah. like, it's great for them. Like, it's so dangerous for both sides. And it's like this sort of mentality of, like, literally worshipping. Like, the person you like, the person's music you listen to should, like, not be cultivated, should mm-hmm. be stopped. Like, it's, like, so harmful.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I do like a lot of celebrities, but I don't hold them to such heights, like, to the point where I feel like, they cannot do anything wrong. It's like, because at the end of the day, I do not know them at all. Like, they could literally be putting on, like, this new personality just for the camera and be a completely different person IRL. Why did I just say IRL? In real life.
Yeah. That's what I find so scary too, that people become so possessive.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
like
god, you like that
person? Relationships.
Yeah. Oh my god, we have like posts about these though, like on our Instagram. So like, mm-hmm. read to them, you learn something. But like, yeah, like they become so possessive. Like, no, like, you're a Swiftie, I'm a Swiftie. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you can't, like, it's really weird. Like, they're putting out their music on Spotify, dude. Everyone listens to it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're on. But that's another thing. I really quickly wanted to bring this up. And this is really, like, loosely connected to our topic. And again, like, I know this is the millionth time for saying this. But, like, we might make another episode on this one. Okay? But, like, Jeffrey Dahmer. And I'm sorry if... Actually, no. I'm not sorry if I'm mispronouncing his surname. If I'm mispronouncing it. But, like, Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy were, like... Do like, you know,
serial killers.
Yeah, they did like a lot of stuff. Okay, so there were two people who got like arrested, and their cases were like highly publicized and all. And they started getting love letters. Like in that time, like months after the sort of crimes they committed, people were still following them. Not that they were following them during their crimes and all, but like watching them in court and just being like, oh my god, the way like you look. Like, they just start writing love letters to these people, yeah. and start sending them money, like in jail. Like, people have always had this really weird obsession with like public figures. Like, it's so weird, and you can see that
and
today.
And I don't understand why these serial killers are becoming public figures.
Because it's like the docuseries or
yeah.
Netflix and all.
But like, even before that, like Ted Bundy and all.
Yeah, that's what's insane to me. Like, you're reading, like, especially with, yeah, Ted Bundy especially. Like, Jeffrey Dahmer, I feel like there are different dimensions to his case. But, like, Ted Bundy, literally, like, in what way can you just, like, be like, I find this man attractive and write him letters?
I don't know.
Yeah,
though.
And don't think I'm, like, trying to say, like, Jeffrey Dahmer's crimes were, like, not bad. They were equally as bad. Like, they were horrible, too. But I'm just saying that he showed, like, he showed regret and remorse to some degree. And he
did
still...
He?
He did, he did.
I don't
There's
know
a
much
whole
about
series,
Jeffrey
like, at least with Netflix, according to Netflix. He really, like, felt some sort of sorrow after his crimes. But again, it did not seem that authentic. And we'll never know. But, like, out of all, like, compared to John, that Gacy guy, Wacy, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to pronounce our names correctly. Honestly, hope they're rolling in their death or whatever. Okay, but they do, like, they never showed remorse. They never apologized. But, like, Jeffrey Dahmer, I think, did show. I'm not sure.
But
guys,
my thing
point.
Is with these docuseries, they want, like, it's made in a way that you feel bad for the serial killer. Like, you feel bad for the character. So, at the end of the day, that could have been, like, something they added on later just to add to the drama of the series.
Do you know, I really wanted to talk about this, Inventing Anna. Wait,
oh,
am I saying, though? Wait, let me just check. I literally loved that docuseries. Not, it's not even a docuseries. It's a real-life event, and they made it into, like, a fiction show. Like, they recasted people. Actually, yeah, mm-hmm. it's a docuseries. What am I saying? Okay. Yeah, wait. Let me see. Inventing Anna. It is, like, oh my god. Can I just say I binged that? literally binge that. Yeah, it's basically about this woman from Russia who kind of goes and scams like in the entire like New York, like rich people, like the entirety of like high society in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she scammed them. She made them believe that she was like so rich, she was so loaded, and she was trying to build like a different version of Soho House, basically. And she got caught because she had no money. She was not rich. She was nothing that she portrayed herself as. She claimed that she was an heiress and, like, she was some sort of princess or something, okay? And she was nothing like that. Like, she had no legacy of that sort. So she got caught and she, like, did a lot of embezzlement. Like, she took a lot of money from different people. Yeah. She, like, basically scammed a lot of people. But, like, the sort of... Oh, my God. Like, after that docuseries, I was rooting for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally hope they allow her back into New York. Like, that's the sort of... Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you're right. About Jeffrey Dahmer, too. Like, I'm sure that's what, like, the entire Netflix show tried doing. It's that it does... You do feel bad, like, yeah. After a point. So, same thing with Anna Delvey. I forgot her real name. Yeah, okay, I think it's Anna Delvey. Yeah. So, Anna Delvey, same thing with her. Like, people were, like literally worshipping her. Like, guides to be Anna Delvey, Anna Delvey's fashion style. Like, there were, like, literally, like, cults behind her. Like, fandoms behind her. Like, a fandom. Like,
and,
wow.
Yeah. And the thing is with this Jeffrey Dahmer thing, Evan Peters was playing him. And a lot of people...
Oh, yeah, in the docuseries.
Yeah. And a lot of people are obsessed with Evan Peters as, like, a person. But once he started playing this, not only did people, like, say, like, oh, like, he was so attractive in the show, like... Hello, he's playing a serial killer. Like, calm down.
Oh, my God. And I feel like slowly they started saying, like, oh, Jeffrey is so attractive.
Yeah,
I saw
so,
like,
not
like
only
that.
Did they say Evan Peters is hot, like, they're indirectly just saying that, like, him playing a serial killer is hot. Like, that's
guys,
crazy to
Jeffrey
me.
Jeffrey Dahmer did some, like, horrible things. Mm-hmm. Like, he killed people. Okay, like, literally killed and then ate their remains.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry if that grosses you out. But, like, those are, like, the crimes.
Yeah.
And, like, people just romanticize the hell out of it.
I'm sorry to say this, but if someone says they're a true crime fan, I'm running away. Like, it doesn't matter, like, what exactly they mean.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm running away. Like, you are making... people suffering your entertainment. That will not ever sit right
oh
with me.
Oh my God, I wanted to actually bring this up. Okay, what, like, again, loosely connected to the topic. And these are all ideas for future podcast episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's very interesting. I would actually love to talk about the entire Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer thing.
Yeah.
But what do you think of people, like, talking about true crimes, like, talking about entire case while doing their makeup or while doing mukbangs?
That is so disrespectful to me. Like, I get that some people think that, like, oh, since this was a long time ago, it doesn't matter. But, like, there's still, like, some people who are connected to the victims now. There'll be, like, ancestors or, like, not even ancestors. Like, sometimes they'll talk of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims' family members are still alive. And people will sit there... eating food and then being like, oh, guys, like, you want to hear about, you know, like, how Jeffrey Dahmer, like, killed and ate his victims? Like, hello, please, what are you doing?
I find it so insane. And people are, like, simping over serial killers nowadays. Like, they have their own fandoms. I swear, Ted Bundy has a fandom.
Yeah, dude, even this TikTok... Like, lately,
insane.
Like, recently, I saw this one edit.
Of the girl!
The girl, yeah,
oh,
the girl who
yeah,
killed her mother.
She stabbed her mother, like, multiple times.
And people were like, oh my God, she's so, like, pretty.
And
like,
she was so disrespectful in court.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was literally, like, making faces. And, like, I don't know what she was doing. But, like, oh my God.
That's insane.
People, like, I don't understand how you could stand that.
I don't know what people mean by stan these days. Like especially with... Okay, I'm bringing this back, like, in a weird, like, position of the episode, but, like, K-pop again. I don't understand what they mean by stan sometimes.
Yeah, I'm scared to interact.
Stop. Because, like, K-pop fans, they don't even care about music anymore. They will look at how the person looks and they're like, oh my God, they're hot. Let me
it
stan
is
them.
All about
what do you mean
perfect.
By stan?
Like,
what do you mean by stan now?
I feel like... like entire Korean industry? Like, yeah, I don't know how to label like that. Like, the, with K-drama. Just like, K-pop plus K-drama. I feel like it's...
There are a lot of K-pop idols who go into K-drama as well. And, like, the opposite as well.
So, I feel like it's all... Like,
Korean celebrities.
Yeah, okay. Basically, Korean entertainment industry is highly based on looks. I'm not seeing any other industries any less. Because, obviously, they're also based on looks. But I just feel like... Korean beauty standards are so, like, insane. Like, they're so high up.
Mm.
Like, you have to be a specific shade. Like, you have, like, there's so many requirements. Your nose has to be arched. Like, this angle. Your lip has to be curved. Like, this, like, there's so many things.
That's also there in the Telugu industry, but not for the men. Only for the women.
Yeah, that's only for the women. Like, it's just, it's insane. So, when somebody does fit into that standard, I think in, like, with K-pop and K-drama, people tend to form cults. Around that person, like not even the band, like around like that person.
And sometimes I understand, like, oh, this person makes great music, they seem to have a great personality, they can dance, but sometimes it's purely based on their looks, and that is what drives me crazy. They will have, like, they will send people death threats if they say they don't like this person just because this person is hot and that's why they stan them. Like, what is this?
And I think a really big thing, because I like 1-2K dramas, okay? I'm not a K-pop girly, but I'm definitely a K-drama girly. But, like, I know, like, that whole bullying thing is really big in Korea, like, with the schools. Like, it's aggressive and violent, right? And, like, I know, like, K-pop idols get called out about this. I think we spoke
that
about this.
That is, like, a whole different topic, like, right now.
But, for that, like, when people have, like, evidence and all, like, I think still then people are like, no, like, it's fine. It's just little, and it's, like, aggressive acts of bullying. It's not even, like, normal. It's, like, aggressive.
Some K-pop idols had serious allegations for, like, even, like, things like sexual assault. They had serious allegations, and people are like, no, like, he would never do that. He's my baby. Like,
so, like, really weird, like, groups, randoms, cults, whatever you want to call it at this point, around people. And what the point, like, what I want people to take away from this episode, and we've spent, like, so much time ranting about all these, like, different fandoms, is that be aware of what you're consuming. There's nothing wrong with listening to Lana Del Rey's songs, like, anything. Like, why am I only singing Lana Del Rey? Like, anyone, okay? Like, listen to anything you want. Watch anything you want. It's just that you need to learn how to draw a line. Like, make sure you're not worshipping somebody based on what they're putting out. A song can be great. It can be, like, a literal masterpiece. But that doesn't mean the creator who made it is perfect. That doesn't mean that everything they say is, like, above all. And, like, should be the end word. Like, it should be the final word or whatever. Like, they're still humans. And you can't treat them like they're some, like God. Like, it's not normal. That's not how it's meant to be.
Yeah, like, you can like their art. You can even find comfort in the things they say and the things they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's perfectly normal. But there is some point where it becomes unhealthy to, like, overly obsess over them and, like, make them your only source of, like, happiness.
Yeah, and, like, you spend so much effort on that.
Yeah,
like it's not
living through them vicariously. Like, looking at them do, like, fun stuff. And then I'm sure, like, yeah, that'll be comfort for some people. Like, it's fun to watch people do crazy things. Yeah. But, like, at some point, like, you need to realize that you need to live your own life as well. Like, these celebrities are not giving you anything back. Like, you are doing so much for them. You are telling people about how much you like them. You are listening to their songs. You were watching their
sending
movies.
Sending
death threats. In, like, as their fan, you should be kind of embarrassed that you are putting on this image. Like, see, like, if there's someone who doesn't really like this person, right? And, like, they say, like, I don't like this person. And then you are going and being like, oh, no. Like, you
kill
should
yourself.
Not say that. Yeah, like, kill yourself. Like, that is insane. Like, what do you think? Do you think that will make them like this person more?
It would not. I'm terrified. Okay.
I would... like, if someone... Like, if I said something like, oh, I don't like Kanye, and then someone tells me to kill myself, and I'm like, I would definitely never look... Like, I would start hating him even more.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, please be careful of what you're saying, what you're spreading. Mm. And, like, there's a line. There's a boundary. Like, just be aware. And not everything they do is correct. There has to be accountability when there's something you're uncomfortable with. Like, you should say. And again, their actions should not be that excusable.
Yeah.
Like, literally, if we find out, like, your favorite celebrity, let's say, like, Taylor Swift, is it caught in, like, some sex trafficking, like, scam, not going to defend her. Like, that's not okay. And please don't ever think that'll be okay. So that's what I mean. Like, please learn there's a boundary. Please be careful of what you're consuming. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So I guess everything we said is okay, hopefully. And even if it's not, it's fine, because Kanye said it was okay.